Story Spick. We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Tacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales. Tonight's tale is Cinderella Mozzarella, and features the vocal talents of children's book author and illustrator Russ Cox. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for yummy bedtimes and cheesy dreams. You can listen to a lovely story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will celebrate Valentine's Day with a very romantic and yummy story. In tonight's tasty tale, Cinderella Mozzarella hopes to go to the ball at the Pasta Palace and meet Freddy Spaghetti.
Hello there. I don't believe we met.
Will the dairy godmother grant her this wish? Let's find out and begin our cheesy tale now. Cinderella Mozzarella. There once was a lady made of mozzarella cheese named Cinderella.
Cheese to meet you.
She lived inside the icebox and was the maid for three very fancy food ladies. There was Lady Marmalade.
I'm the fanciest fruit spread in the entire food court. Everyone is super jelly of my very good looks.
There was Madam Butter.
Nobody's butter than me.
And Countess Catsup.
Surely you must have heard of me. Relish in my exquisite talent and beauty.
Cinderella Mozzarella would cater to these fancy ladies' every need. She would cook, clean, and sew fancy ensembles for these grade-A gourmet gals. Each food lady was very picky.
I only wear the fanciest of labels,
said Lady Marmalade snootily.
Sew me something chic at once, Cinderella.
Yes, Lady Marmalade.
Madam Butter demanded to eat extravagant dishes for every meal.
Indulge me with something sweet and tasty, Cinderella, with lots of lavish garnishes.
Coming right up, Madam Butter.
Countess Catsup considered herself to be an expert tap dancer, but would clumsily squirt catsup everywhere.
Clean this mess up, Cinderella, post haste, or I might slip while I'm dancing.
Right away, Countess Catsup.
Cinderella spent her days at the fancy lady's beck and call. Each day felt the same as before. Chore after chore without a break. Cinderella was bored and very tired. She longed for more excitement.
Maybe one day I will leave this icebox and go on a grand adventure.
Just then, a special delivery arrived through the vent. It was a letter addressed to all the ladies who lived inside the icebox. Lady Marmalade opened the envelope and read the message.
Why, it's an invitation from Prince Freddy Spaghetti.
Dear ladies of the icebox, you are all cordially invited to my spaghetti ball. Wear your best dressings and fancy dancing shoes for this gourmet gala.
A spaghetti ball?
How exciting.
I know exactly what I want to wear.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
You better get busy sewing, Cinderella Mozzarella.
Okay, I can't wait to go to the spaghetti ball too.
You? You're not going.
Madam Butter bellowed.
Yeah, you have way too many chores to do.
Chimed in Countess Catsup.
And besides, you have nothing fancy to wear.
Laughed Lady Marmalade.
Well, the invitation said that all the ladies who lived in the icebox are invited.
Fine. You can go if you sew all of our gowns first.
I want a gown covered in berry beads,
demanded Lady Marmalade.
Blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries, to be exact.
I want a long buttercup gown with lots of sugar ice trim,
Madam Butter ordered.
Oh, and I want a glittery tomato red gown and matching red high-heeled shoes for tap dancing,
commanded Countess Catsup. Cinderella Mozzarella worked tirelessly to meet the demands of the fancy food ladies. After hours of work, she finally completed all three ball gowns just in the nick of time.
What great taste we have!
We look fabulous!
Let's get going to the ball or we're going to be late.
Bye, Cinderella!
The three gourmet gals sauntered off in their fancy gowns to the ball, leaving Cinderella Mozzarella all alone wearing her dirty rags.
I worked so hard to sew gowns for everyone else. Now I have nothing to wear, and their spaghetti ball is about to start. I wish I could go more than anything in the whole world.
Cinderella Mozzarella began to cry, but just then she heard a poof. She quickly dried her eyes and looked up to see a fairy lady dressed in milky white.
Huh? Who are you?
Why, I'm your dairy godmother, dear. I'm here to help you get ready for the spaghetti ball.
Wow, a dairy godmother? How extraordinary. Thank goodness you're here.
Don't mention it, dearie. Now let's get you ready. First thing you'll need is a gown.
The dairy godmother held out her wand.
Say cheese.
Cheese?
And poof! Cinderella Mozzarella's dreary rags turned into a fabulous cream-colored gown. It was silky smooth with lovely bows made of string cheese.
Wow, this is sensational.
And you're going to need a ride to the ball.
The dairy godmother fetched an old moldy pumpkin spice donut from the back of the icebox and rolled it over. Then the dairy godmother held out her wand and said the magic words.
Bibbidi bobbidi fondue!
And poof, the pumpkin donut was transformed into a cheesemobile. There was a stylish cheddar coach on top of four cheese wheels.
Whoa, what a cheesetastic ride! Thanks so much, dairy godmother. Well, I better be going now.
Hold on a second, dearie. We are still missing something. Ah, that's right. You'll need some dancing shoes to wear. I want you to be the best dancer at the spaghetti ball.
She held up her wand and pointed it at Cinderella's feet.
Hocus pocus!
And poof! Cinderella Mozzarella looked down to see a pair of dainty bread loafers on her feet.
These little loafers will keep your feet comfy all night long on the dance floor.
Golly, thank you so much, dairy godmother.
Now you better get a move on, dearie. You have an exciting night ahead of you. But Make sure you're back at the stroke of midnight before the spell wears off.
Okay, dairy godmother. I'll be sure to be back at 12 o'clock on the dot. Goodbye.
Cinderella Mozzarella raced off to the spaghetti ball in her cheesemobile. She rolled up to the entrance of the Pasta Palace and stepped out of her cheddar coach.
Wow, I've never seen any place so beautiful.
Cinderella Mozzarella walked inside the palace and waltzed her way into the ballroom. The place was packed with elegant edibles, all wearing their fanciest attire. Ladies and gentlemen from every food aisle were whirling and twirling across the dance floor. But they all stopped and looked up at Cinderella Mozzarella as she made her grand entrance into the spaghetti ballroom.
Oh.
Lady Marmalade, Madam Butter, and Countess Catsup recognized Cinderella Mozzarella right away.
What is she doing here?
And where did she get that dress?
She has no business being at such a fancy gala.
Prince Freddy Spaghetti was sitting on his throne when he saw Cinderella Mozzarella from across the room.
I've never met this cheese lady before. How intriguing. I should say hello.
The prince pranced across the dance floor and introduced himself to Cinderella.
Hello there. I don't believe we've met. I'm Freddy Spaghetti, the prince of this here pasta palace.
Pleasure to meet you, Freddy. Thank you so much for inviting me to this fabulous spaghetti ball.
The pleasure is all mine.
Just then, the band started to play a catchy tune.
Yippee!
Laughed Freddy Spaghetti.
This is my favorite song. Hey everyone, let's have a dance-off!
Lady Marmalade, Madam Butter, and Countess Catsup all raced onto the dance floor.
Watch us dance, Freddy!
Lady Marmalade began wiggling and jiggling, but soon her berry beads started to shake off her gown. She slipped and fell on a blueberry.
Oops! How embarrassing!
She was so mortified that Lady Marmalade left the ball in a huff and ran all the way home, leaving a trail of berries behind her. Madam Butter decided to show off her dancing skills.
It's my turn to show my stuff. Watch me do some butterfly moves.
She attempted to skip and kick to the beat, but her long buttercup gown kept getting tangled beneath her feet. She tore her sugar lace trim and tripped over the train of her dress.
Whoop, whoa!
Then Madam Butter fell down with a thud.
I'm so humiliated. My gown is all tattered. This is just terrible.
She skedaddled from the ball in a fit of fury, leaving a trail of shredded sugar lace behind her. Countess Catsup stepped onto the floor.
I'm the only gal who really knows how to boogie. Watch me tomato tap dance.
Countess Catsup started tap dancing wildly. She leaped in the air and did a twirl, squirting catsup everywhere. When she landed on the floor, her red shoe slipped in a puddle of paste, and the Countess did a tomato split.
Oh no, I'm stuck. Well, this is awkward.
She tipped over and shuffled out of the ball, leaving a trail of catsup behind as she made her way home. Freddy Spaghetti smiled.
Well, that was interesting.
He looked at Cinderella Mozzarella.
Care to join me in a dance?
Why, sure. That sounds fabulous.
The two sashayed their way onto the dance floor. Freddy Spaghetti was a very good dancer. He was bendy and stretchy and could move his pasta body in all sorts of funny ways.
This is my favorite dance move. I call it the shake, rattle, and ravioli.
Woohoo, I love it.
Cinderella Mozzarella danced the shake, rattle, and ravioli too. Her mozzarella cheese body was also very bendy and stretchy.
Oh, wow. You're really, really good.
Why, thank you. Hey, I have a favorite dance move too. I call it the funky cheese twist.
Cinderella started to wind and twist herself into a coil.
That looks fun.
Freddy Spaghetti tried it too. He winded and wriggled himself into a tight spiral.
Now, on the count of three, we will let go and unwind ourselves. Ready, Freddy?
One, two, three, go!
Freddy and Cinderella unwound themselves and spun vigorously around the floor like dancing tornadoes.
Wow, that's the best move ever. Although I have a little bit of the dizzies.
Yay, I'm glad you liked it. I'm having such a wonderful night with you, Freddy Spaghetti. You're such a swell dance partner.
Me too. I've never met a dancer quite like you. Say, I don't believe you ever told me your name.
My name?
Just then, the clock struck midnight.
Oh, golly. I was having so much fun dancing that I lost track of time. I'm sorry, Freddy, but I must be going now.
Cinderella Mozzarella ran out of the spaghetti ballroom.
Wait, come back. You never told me your name.
Freddy chased after Cinderella. As she was running down the palace steps, her dress was starting to transform back into her old rags. Her dainty little bread loafer slipped off her foot. Freddy watched her hop into the cheesemobile and drive away.
Oh no, she's gone. How will I ever find her?
The prince bent down and picked up her loafer shoe.
I have an idea.
The next morning, Cinderella Mozzarella was back home in the icebox, resting in bed.
Golly, that sure was a close one last night. I barely made it home before the spell wore off. I do wish I could see the prince again, but I'm afraid I'll spend my days stuck inside this icebox serving those three spoiled food ladies.
Cinderella got out of bed and reluctantly began her daily chores. Prince Freddy Spaghetti sent a royal decree out to all of the attendees of the ball. Just then, a note slid through the vent of the icebox. It was a letter addressed to all the ladies. Lady Marmalade read the note.
Why, it's another very important message from Prince Freddy Spaghetti. It says...
To all of my royal subjects, I will be searching my food court high and low for the lovely lady who stole my heart with her incredible dancing last night. She ran out of the ball so fast that I couldn't catch her name. So I will be stopping by each home in the kingdom to look for this mystery gourmet gal. Signed, Prince Freddy Spaghetti.
My goodness, he must be talking about me. I was dancing so beautifully before my berry beads fell off my dress. I'm obviously the mystery gourmet gal who stole his heart before I ran away from the ball.
Ha! You must be joking. The note is clearly about me. I'm the lovely lady he wants to find. I was dancing so impeccably before my buttercup dress tore and tripped me. Then I ran out before he could ask me my name.
Ugh, you two are ridiculous. I saw Prince Freddy after you both left, and he wasn't interested in you two because he couldn't take his eyes off of me and my fabulous tap dancing moves. I was so charming with my elegant leaps until I slipped on some catsup and was forced to make a quick exit. He probably had no fun at all at the ball once I left the party.
The three fancy ladies were quibbling and squabbling when they heard a knock on the icebox door.
Eek, it's him!
Prince Freddy?
Come in.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Your Highness.
Welcome to the icebox.
We received your note and we're happy to assist you with your search.
Why, thank you. I've been to every shelf and cupboard in the whole kingdom, and you're my last stop, and my very last hope.
Cinderella was in the other room mopping up some catsup when she heard the voice of Prince Freddy.
Huh?
She peered around the corner. Prince Freddy Spaghetti pulled out the dainty little bread loafer shoe.
Please, tell me one of you gourmet gals is the owner of this shoe.
Lady Marmalade, Madam Butter, and Countess Catsup all looked confused. None of them had ever seen that shoe before. It certainly didn't belong to any of them. But nevertheless, Lady Marmalade fibbed and pretended that it was her shoe.
Ah, Prince Freddy, you found my bread loafer. I've been looking all over for it.
Would you mind trying it on for me?
Sure.
Lady Marmalade stuck out her jelly foot, and the prince tried to squeeze the shoe onto it.
It's a little snug.
That shoe doesn't fit you at all,
snapped Madam Butter.
Here, try it on me.
She stuck out her butter foot, and the prince again tried to fit the loafer on, but Madam Butter's foot was way too small. The shoe kept slipping off her buttery foot.
Give that shoe to me. I'll try it on,
chimed Countess Catsup. The prince tried a third time to fit the shoe, but Countess Catsup's tomato foot was way too wide. Prince Freddy hung his head.
It's useless. I've tried the shoe on every lady in my kingdom, and it doesn't fit anyone.
Maybe I can help you.
Cinderella Mozzarella stepped out from behind the corner. Lady Marmalade, Madam Butter, and Countess Catsup all glared at her.
The prince certainly isn't looking for you.
Why don't you get back to your chores?
Yeah, leave us to do the talking.
But Prince Freddy Spaghetti beamed at Cinderella Mozzarella.
You look awfully familiar. Say, would you mind trying on this little bread loafer shoe for me?
I'd be happy to.
Cinderella Mozzarella lifted her little cheese foot, and Freddy Spaghetti put on her shoe. It was a perfect fit.
It's you. You're the one I've been searching for. The wonderful dancer with the little bread loafers. Please, tell me your name.
My name is Cinderella Mozzarella.
Cinderella Mozzarella, will you join me at the Pasta Palace and be my dancing queen?
Yes, Prince Freddy. I'd like that more than anything in the whole world.
Yippee!
And the spaghetti and cheese danced their way back to the palace where they lived happily ever after. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Thank you for listening to our very romantic and cheesy 100th episode. I'm really feeling the love from all of my listener friends. Hey parents, you and your child can celebrate Story Spectacular's 100th episode in style by getting yourself some spectacular swag. Get your favorite characters from the show, like Birdie, Digger the Dog, or Lawrence the Lighthouse, printed on a t-shirt for adults and kids, or on a tote bag, coffee mug, and much more. Go to storyspectacular.com/shop to support my show and get something really spectacular in return. A big thank you to our special guest, children's book author and illustrator, Russ Cox.
Yippee!
Russ is also from Maine, and he is one of my favorite local illustrators. His creative characters are sure to make you smile. Check out all of the fun writing and illustration projects Russ is currently working on at smilingotis.com. Thank you again for being a part of this show by tuning in every week. Tell your friends about Story Spectacular so they can tune in to all 100 stories and Sleepy Time Tales, too.
Sleepy Time Tales.